Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chicago. Hosted by me, Mitch Dallas and Terry Wonder. And I wonder, every Cowboy is a Dallas. For every Dallas a Cowboy, a Chicago Cowboy, you're the Cowboy, you be the judge, you decide. Show we're doing today. I'm in my car right now, heading over to a place that was, well, a protest is going to take place. And we're going to be broadcasting live from the protest. Now, people are gathering at 4 o'clock, but it officially starts at 4:30. I'll be interviewing people. Now, what kind of protest is it? Well, there's a developer here in Manatee County, right here in Manatee County, Florida, that is. And the mangroves, which grow along the water, they're protected. It's a protected bush. Now, if you're in Florida, you know what I'm talking about. The mangroves are very important. They hold back the water. They hold back the soil. They give shelter to the little minnows, the baby fish. It's where the fish in the ocean in the Gulf of Mexico come to spawn. This is important to know, because when you knock down this mangroves, and too many mangroves have already been destroyed in Florida, and that's why they're protected. It will destroy the fish population just a few years from now. They also are tremendous in their ability to pull carbon out of the air. They do a tremendous job in pulling carbon out of the air. And I'm over here at a red light on Cortez. I'm about 3-4 minutes away from the event. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to just play this little ad, and we'll be right back.
Hello from Legal Shield. We're proud to offer Legal Shield Identity Theft Premium, a top-of-the-line identity theft protection and restoration plan. Identity theft affects millions of Americans each year. That's why Legal Shield Identity Theft Premium provides you with the information and expertise to protect your identity and resolve issues related to identity theft. Legal Shield Identity Theft Premium offers powerful, proactive monitoring of your credit information, so you'll rest assured that your identity is always being protected. Stay covered with benefits like Triple Bureau Credit Monitoring, with constant monitoring of your Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax credit files on a secure website, as well as email alerts about any activity on your credit file. WebWatcher, with daily monitoring for unauthorized use of your Social Security number, credit and debit card numbers, and other personal information across the internet. And Public Persona, with monthly monitoring of any changes involving your Social Security number or address history associated with your identity. In addition, you'll always have secure web access to your credit report and a detailed analysis of your personal credit score. The plan also offers several premium benefits on request, like lost wallet assistance, to help you cancel and replace cards and IDs, place temporary fraud alerts, and more in the event your wallet or purse is ever lost or stolen. Social Security number skip trace, a search that detects potential fraud by searching your Social Security number in over 34 billion current public records, and even a sex offender search to see if your address has been used by a registered sex offender. In the unfortunate event that you are ever the victim of identity theft, we've partnered with Kroll Advisory Solutions, an industry leader in security and risk mitigation, to provide a comprehensive restoration of your identity to what it was before the breach occurred. Dedicated licensed investigators at Kroll Advisory will perform comprehensive restoration services, such as sending fraud alerts to all three national credit repositories, correcting identity theft issues with affected banks, credit card companies, law enforcement agencies, and other institutions, and working for as long as it takes to restore your identity. Legal Shield Identity Theft Premium also allows you to contact Kroll Advisors as often as you like to speak about anything related to identity theft, ensuring you'll always have an identity theft expert on your side. Legal Shield Identity Theft Premium covers you and your spouse, but the Special Safeguard for Minors service will protect all of your dependents under the age of 18 for just $1 more per month. Safeguard for Minors includes valuable information on credit education for minors, advice on the best uses of a child's Social Security number, and monitoring and alerts for the existence of any credit files in your child's name. And your dependents will be eligible for identical consultation and restoration services from Kroll Advisory Solutions. You can purchase this coverage for only $24.95 a month. Coverage includes you and your spouse, with Special Safeguard for Minors protection for up to 8 dependents under the age of 18 for an additional $1 more per month. And if you add legal protection for your family, you can get Identity Theft Premium plan for just $19.95 per month. Do the math and choose to give your family access to these legal and identity services today for a total of only $36.95 a month. Only with Legal Shield. Worry less, live more.
Only with Legal Shield.
Ah, with Legal Shield. Now, I'm Mitch Mallett. I'm an independent associate with Legal Shield. And if you'd like to know more information about Legal Shield, go to mallettagency.com. MallettAgency.com. That's MalletAgency.com. And this is Mitch Mallett returning to the show. And I just pulled in, and I'm getting out of my car, and there's probably about 30 protesters here right now. So, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Terry, we're live on the air.
All right, great. And here is...
Here, what we're dealing with. Ah, here we go. This one, I only have one copy of this, but I can. Okay, there you go. Good.
My old sports days. I usually take pictures of the scorecard, so let me just do that.
All right. Yeah, here we go. This is the plan view. You can see this right here. This is the area, the scene of the crime right here.
Okay,
you can see where their path is. And I'll show you the path in a minute. So this is where all the legal cutting has occurred, right here on the west side of the road. Then there's trim area number two here, which is 9,718 square feet.
Okay, so number one is how many square feet?
That one is... oh my goodness,
I can't see it either.
That's tiny. It is 6,418 square feet.
Is it right of way?
That's not what they're allowed to trim. That's just the trim area.
Okay,
so that's trim area number one. And then trim area number three is 106,413 square feet of mangrove. So the total area comes to 122,000. 549 square feet.
I missed you on two. How many square feet there?
9,718 square feet.
Okay, and then your total.
Yeah.
So I'll just add those up.
Yeah.
Okay. So they have three trim areas.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, they can't just go in there and just wipe it all out.
Right. Yeah.
And
there are rules.
I don't want to get into the specifics of the rules
mm-hmm.
because it's only going to confuse me. And
mm-hmm. You'll find them in here.
Okay.
And you definitely want to take a picture of that.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Yeah, we're live on the air.
All right.
So that was
yeah.
Right
Thanks
here.
For coming out today. Yeah.
So you want to describe what's going on?
Well, we're having a demonstration.
Terry Wonder.
Because today is Arbor Day. So in celebration of Arbor Day, we are here at the Palmasola Bay Club conservation easement on Palmasola Boulevard to protest the illegal trimming of the mangroves that has taken place on their trim site number one. And we want to send a message to the owners of this property that we will not stand for this, that we want restitution, we want justice for the mangroves.
They were cut down, right?
They weren't. Not all of them were cut down. Some of them had their roots slashed. Some of them had their trunks cut, so a few of them were cut down completely. But they were over-trimmed. They were defoliated in a manner that is not acceptable according to the state law and policy for legal mangrove trimming.
Now, do they have a licensed mangrove trimmer?
They claim that they have a licensed mangrove cutter. But, you know, when you walk around and you look at what happened, you don't see that. I can't imagine anyone with any credibility with a license doing what was done here.
So they're in jeopardy.
Yes.
If they have a license, they're probably in jeopardy of losing their license.
If it was a certified cutter that did it, that is quite possible, yeah. Yeah. So
what if you're a licensed tree guy without the mangrove add-on of a license? Could you lose your...
I don't know the details of that. I really don't know. All I know are the details of the law, the 1996 Florida law for mangrove cutting, and they've violated every tenet of the law. You're supposed to cut incrementally, only 25% at a time each year. So if you're dealing with very tall trees, like with what we have here, only 25%, not all at once. You're supposed to cut incrementally year by year by year. You're not supposed to leave nubs. This is true for any kind of tree, whether it's a protected species or not. You're not supposed to leave a nub on the trunk. You're supposed to cut close enough to the trunk so that the trunk, the wound heals over itself. And so you can walk around here and look real closely, and you can see where sometimes they've left that. This opens up the tree to disease. And the shock of the mangroves in this area over here to the north, where you see all the substantial defoliation, is a huge problem. The other thing that they did was they left a massive debris field behind those sea grapes over there. And that's a fill violation. That impedes mangrove growth. So they no matter how you cut it, they did something wrong somewhere on this piece of property.
To me, it looks apparent where they stopped cutting because it's a lot more lush and
yeah.
thick.
And that, and see,
and
the other thing,
and this goes what, about 100 yards?
Oh, more than that. I believe the whole place is like it was, I think 301 linear feet or 201 linear feet that they were supposed to cut.
Oh, 301. That's pretty close to 300
yeah.
yards.
But at any rate, they over pruned the red mangroves. With the red mangroves, you're never supposed to cut off ever more than 50% of the foliage. Otherwise, you have certain death of the tree. And you can walk around behind those sea grapes up there to the north, and you can look and see where they've pruned, and you can see that they've cut far more than 50%. And not only did they cut more than 50% on each tree, they cut it off all at once, which is just never, never right.
It's a huge
never
shock
right.
To the
yes. 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 So, you know, we have to stop this because this happens everywhere, and we've got other sensitive property in this county that such as Longbar Point where these issues are going to come up again. And we cannot stand for this, so we must send a message to property owners, especially these big multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar development sites where they get special permission to do things, and tell them that, you know, we are watching you, we've got our sights on you, and we are going to make sure that the law is enforced.
Now across the street, I'm looking over, and it looks like they've already, like, manicured the land. They put in the road.
The infrastructure is laid.
Right, and they got, looks like they got the water pipes in. And,
yeah.
And they're all ready to start building. What kind of, are these single-family homes, or is this?
They're condos, different kinds of homes. And see on the other side over there, those big places that have already been developed? Those,
right.
those are part of it also.
That's part of it.
Yeah, back in 2004, they started dealing with the county commission to develop the site, and then the original developers went bankrupt, and then the current owners bought this in 2013, and they began petitioning the commission and the state of Florida for new exceptions that they want changes in changes from the original development order, and that includes the mangrove trimming, it includes construction access from Paul DeSola. It includes a variety of things. So, yeah, here we are.
So there's some looking here, and then my back is to the mangroves, which is the water. And and actually, I don't live too far from here. And I've ridden my bike here more times than I can count. When I normally ride my bike here, I don't see the blue water here.
Yeah.
Now I see the blue water.
Right.
Is that
yeah.
the idea? So when prospects pull up looking to buy a
yeah,
chair,
they want viewing windows.
They want to see a nice view of the intercoastal
yeah.
waterway here.
Yeah.
Which is Palmasola.
Yeah. So they're gonna build a pipe. So the idea is to have viewing windows, which is acceptable. There's a certain way of lots of viewing windows.
Right.
There are areas here where they've really overdone it.
Okay, let's start.
All right. Looks like, which newspaper is that?
He's not a newspaper. That's Andy Moline.
Do you want the megaphone or not?
I don't think we need it.
Don't need it?
No.
Unless we get a lot more people. It's only 20 after. People weren't expecting it to start a lot of 4:30.
Well, that's all right. We don't need people here to report. Carrie.
All right, we're live here. Live here in Manatee County, Bradenton, Florida, where there's a developer and there's a protest form, and then I'd say there's upwards of 35 people here.
No, I just said only 5 people signed up. I thought just a piece by myself. Like, I have
all right.
Stop illegal mangrove killing. 1, 2, 3. Stop illegal mangrove killing.
Hi, I'm Mitch Mallett, good friend of Terry.
I met you on the beach. Yes,
yeah.
We were doing the tar sands, you know, the oil.
Right.
The oil.
Oh, I remember.
Yes, I remember.
Live a radio show.
Yeah, I know. You showed
we're
me
live
that.
On the air right now.
Oh,
I want, no, I want to know if you wanted to be interviewed. No? Would you like to be interviewed?
I'm killing!
Just speaking to the phone. We're live.
Okay. I'm basically here because I've lived here for 20 years. I've seen the decimation of our shores, and I don't want to see it continue. I have children. I care about the future.
Okay, very good. Which person?
My name is Ursula.
All right, Ursula. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And you can go to itsyourgavel.com, and this will all be archived there.
Very cool.
But it's live broadcasting throughout the world right now.
Wonderful.
All right, would you like to be interviewed?
Sure. More than 90% of the fish spend some portion of their lives in those mangroves. If we take them out, we don't have fish. We don't have fish. We don't have birds.
We don't have fish. We don't have birds. All right.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Alex.
Alex. Okay, Alex. Thanks. All right.
Hi, Mitch.
Good. How are you? Good. Good. You want to say a few things? We're broadcasting live on 1490, not on 1490 right now, but on It's Your Gavel and on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah, if you could see the massacre of mangroves here, you'd be, you know, you'd have those Indian tears in your eyes as they look at things that they treasure and see the devastation. This is totally just unnecessary and is just an affront to any of the laws that were established to protect the mangroves. What do they want to look at? Just water? I mean, the mangroves are protecting these folks from flood surges, and they're providing habitat for birds and the fish and everything that is alive. And how can you, what are they gaining from trimming the mangroves into all types
of. So these developers are short-sighted then?
Of course, they're destroying value. They're destroying value. But they're destroying public value.
No mangroves, no birds. All right, very good.
That's in paradise and put up a parking lot.
Well, whether you listen to us live or you listen to us on the archive, there's a half dozen pictures attached to the Blog Talk, and those are all pictures of the butchered mangroves here, and we'll be taking more pictures today, and I'll be putting a link up later where you can view even more photographs.
Protect our coastal habitat.
mangrove.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
We can hear you before too.
Hi, I'm Mitch Mallett, and Terry Wonder and I have a radio show called It's Your Gavel. We're broadcasting live. Would you like to say a few words?
No, I'm just here to learn, not to talk.
All right. Everybody, I'm Mitch Mallett, and I have a radio show called It's Your Gavel. We're back on the air. We broadcast live on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on 1490. As well as on Blog Talk Radio, which you go to itsyourgavel.com and listen anywhere in the world. And we're also doing occasionally and spontaneously other live shows, which is what's going on right now. This is being broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio, itsyourgavel.com, if you want to text any of your friends throughout the country. And if anybody would like to add a few comments...
Like, jump out of the road or you'll get killed.
If you'd like to add a few words, there's going to be a lot more people listening to this on the archive than they may listen live. So I'll be walking around.
I'd like to say, my name is Margaret, and I'd like to say to our commissioner that you need to enforce the laws and not allow this to happen. So either you do that or we're going to unelect you.
What do we want?
Thank you, Margaret.
When do we want it?
Now. Anybody else would like to say a few words? Just raise your hand.
My name is Sandy Rittberger, and I'm conservation chair here in Manatee County for Sierra. Many people don't know that mangroves are a very effective deterrent to climate change because they absorb carbon, and mangroves actually per acre absorb more carbon than a tropical rainforest.
Really?
So it's very important for us to preserve them here in Florida. They're not only do they provide a habitat, but they are a very effective deterrent to climate change. We're cutting them down at too fast a rate, but they provide that service for us. So we find that in some parts of the world they're having to replant them, but here all we have to do is to keep from cutting them down.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Would you like to add your 2 cents?
Sure. I'm Andy Mele. I am the chair of the Sarasota County Conservation Commission of the Sierra Club. I'm also the Suncoast Waterkeeper. I'm a longtime river rat from the Hudson Valley of New York State. Used to be executive director of Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, which was formed by Pete Seeger back in the 60s. I find myself down here seeing similar forms of predatory mismanagement of the environment, and it's gotten me sort of hot and bothered, and so I'm leaving this response. The mangroves are basically sacred terrain. They're the most perfect coastal habitat we have. They shelter hundreds of species of birds and birds. Well, they shelter birds too, but particularly the nursery zone, the shallows, is for young hundreds of marine species, including mollusks. And, you know, when I was out there chanting, no mangroves, no fish, I wasn't kidding. And what's happening is now with the sort of a death of a thousand cuts approach, the developers are not content to, you know, have all the uplands, you know, all over the county. This place is the most astonishingly corrupt, you know, political environment I've ever seen on the local level. They're now coming to get to the shoreline, and they're getting permits from the county and from the cities. The county and the cities don't have enforcement authority, so they're issuing permits that they don't have the authority to inspect or enforce on. And so if something goes wrong, they just say, oh, well, go talk to the state. Well, the state hasn't issued the permits, so they come down there in the fullness of time at their leisure And
well, we have a governor that's not aggressive in enforcing these.
Yeah, we have a governor who really doesn't care about the environment. He's very, very pro business.
Right.
One of the first things he did when he took office was to sack virtually the entire enforcement division of the Florida DEP.
And all those people lost their jobs.
All those people, all the motivated people, the people who are good at their jobs, lost their jobs. And now, you know, you've got lots of well-meaning people there, but, you know, our feeling is that they've been instructed to keep the seats warm and don't.
Right, he's obligated to have those positions on.
Make too many waves, yeah.
It's like Dick Cheney winking to the oil industry during the Bush administration.
There's a lot of winking going on in Florida. It's funny how we've decided we're going to draw a line in the sand here on the mangroves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the mangrove habitat is just not negotiable anymore. So we've
lost a lot of it.
We've lost a lot already. Lots is gone. But it's like enough is enough. No more. They've had enough. Forget about it. It's just got to stop. So we put up a Facebook page. Terry designed and put it up yesterday.
And how do you find that?
Justice for Mangroves. You go to if you're logged into Facebook, all you do is go into the little search block and type in Justice for Mangroves.
Okay.
And you'll go right to it. It's also a place where people can, we're going to check it regularly, where people can report things like this. This is the result of a local citizen.
And there's some pictures there right now.
Yes, there are some pictures there right now. And my guess is we'll see hundreds of reports before too long.
All right. You know, now we're kind of facing where these new, I guess, they're condos going up here.
Yep.
Multi-story. But we turn around, and here's the mangroves, and it's I'd guess about 100 yards, about the length of a football field.
Uh-huh.
And I've lived here about 18 and a half years, and I don't live that far from here, and I like to bike. And this is a nice road to bike down. And now you bike down here, you can't normally see the water. And when you look beyond these 100 yards, you can't see the water. It's nice and thick and lush. And now it looks very thinned out, and you can see the water.
Well, I talked to a couple of local people while I was getting set up here, and they said that both snowbirds, last year when they were down here, you couldn't see the water. And now they're opening it up for obvious reasons to entice buyers to come in here. And you know, it's not about money. It's got to be about the habitat values. It can't just always be about money. Because that's a very short-sighted.
Well, they need to learn that. You know, they probably could have gotten a permit.
These houses should be up high enough, anyhow. These houses all should be up at least 8 foot in the air,
right,
before they even get to the first floor.
And if they're like those condos, what do they look like? Four-story condos.
So the whole, you know, cutting of these things is pointless. Probably half these mangroves have been overcut as it is.
Oh, and some of these that look green right now,
yeah,
won't be green 3-4 months from now.
Exactly. They
and they know that, don't they?
They do know that. And they direct these guys with a wink and a nod to go ahead and take them down, just leaving. You know, there's still plenty of green leaves there, but there won't be for long. It's a fait accompli. They're presenting us as a fait accompli.
Yeah, but they want to do more, right? They want to go further up and down.
They probably do, yeah. This is a conservation easement. I don't know how they get the right to do it. But, you know, we're going to...
Yeah, it's not their property, is it? It's not their property.
Nope. And yet, somehow, they still got the, you know, this business rules. No mangroves, no fish.
Now, if they wanted, you know, I'm looking at this going, you know, if they really wanted to take advantage of the location... You know, to put a pier out here and go a 4 or 5 foot wide little cut in there and put a pier going out into the intercoastal waterway. I don't think anyone would have objected.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Instead of 100 yards, it would have been 3 yards wide.
Yeah.
And you would have picked a spot where the mangroves were naturally a little thinner than thicker.
Yeah, and just run your pier out there. Why they had to do all this?
Run a nice pier. You could have made a T pier at the end, and
yeah.
Hey, you got access to fishing, et cetera, et cetera. And
I'm gonna have to smile for the camera.
I was just a reporter?
No, I don't think so. I think this is somebody from the company.
From our company? From their company?
From their company.
They want to video us?
I guess.
Oh, are they going to, like, face identify us?
Yeah, we'll be on the list now.
Oh, you got on the other side. They'll get you for trespassing. Well, after he does his video here, as we all willingly... So who is he? Is he taking a video of us or his car or?
Yeah.
We're gonna go ask this photographer. Who are you? You're from Channel 7? All right. He's from Channel 7. Yay!
So be nice, will you?
All right. We ended that rumor quick that he was from the developer. The developer. No, he's from Channel 7. Maybe he was getting an interview there.
Maybe got their side of the story.
Well, that's what he should do, right?
That's what he should.
Yep.
Yep. News reporters should present both sides of the issue.
Yeah, how many people here? Yeah.
Healthy mangroves now, okay? What do we want?
Healthy
mangroves! When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthy mangroves!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Healthy mangroves!
When do we want it?
Now!
A bit louder. What do we want?
Healthy mangroves!
When do we want it?
Now!
How about stop illegal mangrove cutting?
Stop illegal mangrove cutting!
Stop
illegal mangrove cutting!
Stop
illegal mangrove cutting! Stop illegal mangrove cutting! Stop illegal mangrove cutting!
And why do we call it illegal mangrove cutting? Because it's against the law! Why do we call it illegal?
Because it's against the law!
Why do we call it illegal?
Anybody like to add a comment for the archives?
Well, I guess I wonder if they had...
Start over.
If they had a permit... To do this, and they cut corners on it. I wonder how many corners they're cutting and building those houses.
That's a good question.
I don't have the answer, but if I were buying, I'd certainly be concerned.
That's very good. I haven't heard anyone bring that up. They cut corners here.
Yeah, think about your plumbing, your electricity.
For when a hurricane comes.
Yeah. Across the cut mangroves.
Yeah, you're more vulnerable now to the wind because a lot of the wind stop is gone.
Just a question.
Good question. What was your first name?
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Anybody else like to add a comment for the archives? Jean, want to say something?
Yeah, what's the repercussion for them cutting too many mangroves?
So far, none.
So what good is the law?
What good is the law?
The mangrove cutting of, who's protecting the mangroves then? If they're just going in there cutting haphazardly.
No one.
So what, are they going to get a slap on the wrist?
They had a permit to trim. And they had a permit required them to have a licensed mangrove cutter. But it's obvious based on the way these are cut that either the guy is in violation or is in jeopardy of losing his license or is more likely not licensed.
It wasn't licensed. I saw this dilapidated truck with a little wooden trailer behind it. The trailer must have been 6 feet long.
All right, so you watched them.
I drove by and saw it.
Yeah.
I thought, what are they doing here?
So yeah.
There was no name on the truck to say who he was with, what he was doing. I think they just subcontracted it out.
Well, this is public land, right?
Correct.
So do I have a right to go into the parks and just butcher? Now we got Terry Wonders about to be interviewed.
I like that.
Maybe we can stand and catch your interview.
Well, I'm a Tennessee County, and I am part of the Environmental Conservation Movement of Manatee County.
Why are we out here today?
Well, we're celebrating Arbor Day, and especially our love for mangroves. And we are using this wonderful day, this national day, as an opportunity to express our supreme displeasure at the illegal cutting of mangrove trees. And we want the citizens of Manatee County and all property owners to know that we object to any and all violations, no matter how great, no matter how small, of the 1996 Mangrove Trimming Act for Florida. And that is what is taking place here. And the Department of Environmental Protection and their compliance division agrees with us.
What do you say to those inside who say that they did have permission to do this on the private property?
They did have permission. We have no objection to that. We know we've read the permit. I have a copy of the permit here with me today. But there are limits to that permit, and they have exceeded the scope of the permit, and in all ways.
Such as?
You're not allowed to cut the trunk of mangrove trees. You're not allowed to cut the root of red mangrove trees. You're supposed to cut incrementally over a period of a few years, and only 25% of the foliage at a time each year. When you cut a tree, and this is for any tree, not just a protected species like a mangrove, when you cut a branch off of the tree, you're supposed to cut that nose off of the tree close enough to the main branch so that that main branch has an opportunity to heal over itself. And you can walk this property, this stretch of the trim site number one on their permit, and you can see examples of this, how they have violated. Furthermore, with red mangroves, you are never supposed to remove more than 50% of the foliage from a red mangrove tree. So you can put examples where you see how many nodes they've cut off. And some of these trees down there to the north end, they look like Dr. Seuss trees. That is probable death for those trees.
Can you take me down there and show me so I can video this?
Absolutely. I'd love to take you down.
Okay, anything else you want to say at all?
Well, I want to thank you for coming out, and I want to thank the citizens of Sarasota and Manatee County who've come here today. And we are not going to stop. We're going to continue this. We're going to continue this because there are many other properties in this county that are at stake and that are coming up for a vote this year with the Board of County Commissioners. And we want everyone to know that we are on guard.
Okay, good. All right, thanks, Jerry. Let's get some more video here, and then you can show me down there.
Okay.
Good. So,
that was Terry Wonder being interviewed by a Channel 7 local news station. And with this, you're going to... I'm going to take a quick commercial break here, play a little ad, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Imagine a world where everyone can access an attorney about any legal issue. Now, imagine a world where everyone can afford it. Thanks to Legal Shield, that is the world we live in today. A world where one legal service company is helping millions of families live life on their own terms. So instead of worrying about all the things that can go wrong, for as little as $17 a month, they can get on with their lives, knowing legal advice is a phone call away. The service Legal Shield provides is one of a kind. Our unique network of dedicated law firms is the key to providing a high-quality customer experience. With a law firm in 49 states and 4 Canadian provinces, we have your legal needs covered wherever you may be. And because our law firms are prepaid, their focus is on serving you rather than billing you. from the trivial to the traumatic and everything in between, our attorneys are always there to not only give you legal advice, but also write letters and make phone calls on your behalf, prepare legal documentation such as wills and powers of attorney, and even represent you in court should you ever need it. Plus, with an extensive library of complimentary forms and information, you can download what you need when you need it. Imagine for one low monthly fee that you and your family can talk to an attorney about any legal issue without worrying about high hourly costs. Join Legal Shield today and you can stop imagining and start living life in a whole new way, empowered, with complete confidence and total peace of mind. Legal Shield. Worry less. Live more.
All right. This is Mitch Mallett. I am also an independent associate with Legal Shield. And for more information about Legal Shield, go to mallettagency.com. That's MALLETTAGENCY.com. Or give me a call at 813-924-7994. And now we're going to return. Or it sounds like a motorcycle. It's a car without a muffler. We're going to go and return back to the protest. And if you'd like to call the show, give us a call. And I'm going to, through my phone, see if I can answer your calls.
Mangrove trees are a vital and precious coastal habitat. Whereas they form a fringe around the edges of saltwater bodies, and among their roots, the water teems with life. Whereas mangroves provide shelter and protection for the young of hundreds of important marine species, including commercially harvested and game fish.
Whereas when mangroves are killed, they rapidly are replaced by exotic and invasive species such as Brazilian peppers and carrotwood, which grow rapidly and will soon fill any views that may be open by the cheating of trimming mangroves. Whereas mangroves protect property from wind damage and storm surge and stabilize the shoreline, thus preventing erosion. Whereas the economic impact of degrading the mangrove fringe is huge, and that is part of the reason mangroves are protected habitat. And what? Yeah, holding that and holding. What am I doing here? Just talking into it? And whereas the groups represented here today, Suncoast Waterkeeper, Minnesota 88, and the Sierra Club's Manatee Sarasota Group have established policies consistent with their missions that oppose any and all degradation or destruction of mangrove habitat. Therefore, these groups hereby declare on this Arbor Day, January 16, 2015, the following. The goal of today's proceedings shall be, from this day forth, no further loss of mangroves or mangrove habitat. Toward that end, the following principles are hereby adopted.
Yay. We're not finished. Oh, you've got your slide doing.
1. The counties and municipalities of the region, lacking in the authority to enforce their own mangrove trimming permits, must immediately cease issuing them or resolve to rigorously inspect and enforce.
3 more to go.
Number 2.
Permit violators shall be reported to the FDET. A Facebook page titled Justice for Mangroves has been established as a venue for reporting permit violators and other mangrove degradation. Both Suncoast Waterkeepers, Minnesota 88, and the Sierra Club will receive and act upon such reports as well.
Okay.
All right. Number three. The groups here represented shall encourage the Florida Department of Environmental Protection every way possible, including litigation, to conduct rapid, thorough, and accurate determination of violations and to levy fines and all applicable punishments to the fullest extent of the law. And finally, four, the group here represented shall use every means at their disposal to hold the permit issuers and permit violators accountable for their actions.
Anything else?
No, I got a chocolate face off.
Okay. You did well. All right. I'm going to walk a little away from the crowd here. And they just read their petition. I'm going to be taking some pictures. We're going to take one more commercial break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Whatever success story you envision for yourself, it can begin by offering Legal Shield. Whether you want additional income, want to set your own hours, or just want to help the people around you, Legal Shield is the opportunity for you. But what makes Legal Shield stand out even more? The fact that the Legal Shield associates are genuinely proud of the product they offer. The feeling of satisfaction they get from empowering their friends, family, and community. The knowledge that by sharing Legal Shield with someone, they're making a positive impact in that person's life by offering the ability to speak to an attorney about any issue without worrying about the cost. Legal Shield is your chance to make real money while also making a real difference in people's lives. And that's something to be proud of.
They're getting basically a law firm at their beck and call. It's a really powerful product to have. They're able to get their questions answered. It doesn't matter what a question is about. It doesn't matter what area of law they've got questions about. They're able just to call and get that answered. They're able to get their contracts and documents reviewed. So before signing anything, you know, having the power, I think that's a really powerful thing, is to have an attorney review a contract before you sign it.
With Legal Shield, you aren't alone. Learning a new product can be confusing, but Legal Shield makes it as easy as possible to hit the ground running. As a new Legal Shield associate, you'll receive a starter kit specifically designed to help you jumpstart your business, complete with startup materials, training, and other information so you can get started immediately. And with over 40 years in business, the company knows how to set associates up to succeed.
There's this great saying, is that you're in business for yourself, but you're not in business by yourself. And that's what I love, is the support. You know, you have great, great support, mentorship every step of the way, and that's why I like the infrastructure, because it's incentivized to really help those that want it and that are looking to grow and get ahead.
But Legal Shield support doesn't end at startup. Legal Shield also offers extensive training and sales tools along the way, with plenty of online resources and sales materials to help drive your success. Plus, you can join the exciting community of Legal Shield associates ready to help each other along the way. Participate in seminars, business briefings, trips, and more as you build your team and your business.
It's absolutely a blast. It really is, because you get to build relationships that you would just, you know, there's so many people that I know now that I would never have known before if it wasn't for this wonderful opportunity, which I believe is more of a career than an opportunity. We have friends across the country that we pick up and speak with at any given time. Our conventions are like a family reunion. The trips that we go on is the same. We can't wait to enjoy each other's company at different locations. And all of this while business continues to grow, while families are continue to be helped and empowered. It's just a wonderful feeling.
So Legal Shield offers a great product with a proven track record of success, comprehensive startup assistance, and even a fun and vibrant community to help you grow your business and achieve your goals. But even better, you don't have to invest an arm and a leg to begin offering the product. In fact, you can get started with Legal Shield for just $149, and the benefits can be substantial. And right now, nearly 90% of working Americans say they are without legal protection. That's a lot of potential customers and potential income, too.
As I really came to understand it better, I realized this could be a transition of a career, and it allows me to be at home full time. So my two daughters have really never known me to work outside the home because of Legal Shield.
It's a very fulfilling profession, because really everywhere you look, you're helping people. You're helping people protect themselves and giving them access to a system that usually they're financially locked out of. You're helping people build a business that otherwise they wouldn't have had an opportunity potentially to build, because there's such a small investment to get started with such a high return. So your margins are incredible. And you're being able to coach people. Life lessons teach people how to succeed. And how does it ever get any better than that?
With an amazing product like Legal Shield, dreams really do come true. So start writing your success story and start offering Legal Shield today.
For more information about Legal Shield, contact me, Mitch Mallett, your independent associate as well as host of this show. You can go to 813-924-7994. You can go to www.sell.mallettagency.com, mallettagency.com. And now we move, the protest moved about 75 yards to the north, along with the Channel 7 News crew. And she's showing, and I'm going to plug into what Terry Wonder is saying. This is some of the worst devastation right around here.
Part of it, yeah.
Okay, can I get this? Okay.
So, this is at our
like clear cut.
A large debris field, which, according to the representative from the DEP, constitutes a fill violation. When you leave a debris field after cutting, you don't clean it up, you're impeding mangrove growth. So that's a problem. You're also inviting disease, which can set in and kill existing trees.
I hope you can hear this.
Thank you.
right there the difference.
That's what it looked like.
There are mangrove roots that have been cut to the quick. There are trunks throughout this property here and there that have been cut down. You're never supposed to cut a mangrove trunk. That's certain death for the tree. So this is really the epicenter. We hope this remains the epicenter and that they don't go any further, because they've got two other shrimp sites where they have not even started. And I shudder to think what's going to happen there.
The observation then, also.
Well, they want to give people an opportunity to be able to go out on the deck without having to walk through the muck and the stink. It's over that way. I'll show it to you.
Is that back by the gate?
No. It's actually right on the other side.
That's all I should have done. Just get an observation deck. And not cut any mangroves. That was a full tree right there. And there. Those are protected?
That's a sea grape. They are not.
They're not protected.
They're not?
No.
Okay. I got some on my property.
They're beating that cut down mangroves, Brazilian peppers would be that in their place. I don't think so. Brazilian peppers is a freshwater species, mangroves are saltwater. That's what's so special about it. You cut it down, nothing's going to go back.
I know
they're
calling.
What?
You're welcome.
Boy, if anything you grow back, it's Brazilian pepper.
Oh. We're walking over where they're going to put. Okay.
there. You're going to wrap the show up.
All right.
Closing comments?
Well, yes. My closing comments are precisely this. We want justice for mangroves. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this. We're just going to continue fighting. This is just the first of many protests at different sites around the county. So stay tuned. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Now, it's Terry Wonder, actually my co-host and activist here in the county, and I'm Mitch Mallett of It's Your Gavel. Don't forget, go to itsyourgavel.com, click on the follow button, and anytime we do a semi-spontaneous show, because Terry and I, we discussed this early afternoon, let's make a show out of this, and that's just what we did. And you may be listening on the archives, you may be listening live, but please click the follow, and you'll get an email and a text or a Twitter about what we're doing. And if you're out there and you got a protest in the West Coast area of Florida that you would like to broadcast, or actually anywhere in the country and you'd like to contact us and you'd like to walk around with your cell phone and give me a call and we'll work out. It's yourgavel.com. And we'll sign it off just in a moment here while we play our closing theme song.